This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Chris Harrison is out on The Bachelor. His comments about race in the world didn't get him very far. So he decided to leave the show because he was doing an interview and things got awkward when he was defending one of the contestants for her Lady Antebellum party and all these
pictures. Not Lady Antebellum, then Antebellum
party.
Well,
I say Lady Antebellum because I think about the damn group who actually knew to change their name
to Lady A.
Lady A. But Chris Harrison's out, so then who's going to host after the final rose? Who's going to do this stuff? And you and I had talked on Friday, like, maybe it's going to be Emmanuel Ocho.
Acho. Emmanuel Acho, like
Thank
Nacho.
You. Who obviously played professional football.
Yeah.
He's an analyst on Fox Sports. He does a lot on Instagram, Facebook, social media.
He wrote a book with Oprah about uncomfortable conversations with a black man.
Yes.
It was a series he started on Instagram that went viral, and then Oprah saw it and was like, let's write a book. So we wrote a book. He's like,
well, he's the guy. You and I
he's
thought
the guy.
You and I thought he would never do it because he doesn't need to, but he's doing it. He stepped up. Emmanuel Acho
is
the host of After the Final Rose. He's going to step in for Chris Harrison and do it.
So he's just going to do this episode?
So far as I know, we'll see if it leads to more.
Okay.
But, you know, they need someone to come in and replace him for the rest of this stuff because they've already filmed who's going to do After the Final Rose, right?
Right.
So he's in, and we'll see if it sticks. Maybe it's a trial period. I don't know, but
yeah.
I like it, and I like his uncomfortable conversations with the black man. I think they're great.
Yes, good.
They're positive.
He's had, like, Chip and Joanna Gaines on there before. He had Matthew McConaughey on
once. He had Roger Goodell from the
Roger
NFL.
Goodell.
You want to talk about uncomfortable conversations with a black man? Get the head guy at the NFL in there, man.
Don't kneel. Okay, kneel. All right, we're going to give you a bunch of money for social justice. Wait, just kidding. But here's more money.
Well, hold
it's
on,
all over
though.
The place.
Don't rip them for changing. Don't
no,
rip
I'm
them
not
for
ripping
doing
him
the right
for,
thing.
I'm not ripping him for changing. I'm ripping
proud of
him
the NFL for doing the right thing.
I don't like the NFL for other reasons.
I can get with you on that.
When you have domestic abusers that are performing in the Super Bowl, it's like, oh, it's fine. Oh, sure.
I don't disagree.
Come back and play. That's my problem with the NFL.
They got a lot of wrongs to right, my friend.
They do.
Okay.
They do.
So I know you're all about mental health, as am I.
You're damn right.
Had quite a journey with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned something on Friday that changed my life and probably will change my life forever. And I feel like I need to tell you about this, Riggs, because I feel like you tried to explain this to me once on the air and I didn't get it because it wasn't relevant to my problem, but it all made sense now. I'm like, that's what Riggs was talking about.
Okay.
Ha-ha! Now I'm following along.
Okay.
So on Friday, you know, my sister is getting married. God help us all.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a year now, the planning, and then it got pushed back because she's in California. So now she's getting married in March, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So it's pushed back a little bit, but not without all the wedding drama that comes with getting married.
Venues and dresses and flowers and locations
And I don't want to hear about the money stuff. I don't want to be involved. Like, when you're arguing with my parents about what they're paying for and what you're paying for, I don't want to be involved.
No.
It takes me back to being a child. Like, I don't want that in my life, okay? So, on Friday, there we were. We had another team bonding Zoom meeting, right?
With the radio station.
Station. So I'm setting up the scene for you on how this all went down.
Yes.
We're having a good time on our team bonding. I won one of the contests.
That's right.
In a great mood.
Yeah.
We got a couple emails that really put us in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I was feeling great. And right in the middle of all of this, I see the phone ring, 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 FaceTiming in the middle of the day on a Friday.
Oh.
Didn't answer because I was working. Again. So I'm like, hello? There she is. She's crying. There she is, middle of the day on a Friday, on the FaceTime, crying about the damn wedding. And Dad said, you're going to get, and there's not enough money for this, but there's, you know, it was all about stuff I didn't want to be involved with.
Sure.
I will be your maid of honor, but I don't want to hear about the money. This has nothing to do with me. And she's bawling and bawling. This goes on and on. And now the life has been sucked out of me.
Damn.
Okay. And so I was talking to my other sister, and she really taught me something good about, she goes, you know what transference is?
Yeah.
And I go, no. And she goes, it's something very important that, you know, when you're a parent, for example, when your kids are upset, you take on that and you try to fix it for them.
Yeah, it's like empathy.
Right. But when they become adults, they have to then figure it out themselves. They cannot transfer all of their sadness and negative feelings. You can't take all of that for them like you can when they're kids. That's what you do when you're a parent. As an adult, they have to learn how to take it on themselves.
Yeah.
So she goes, so what's happening here is, she goes, our sister's losing it.
Yeah.
And she's transferring all, she's on the phone crying and bawling and you feel awful. So she's taking all of that energy and getting it out to you. And you are now miserable and she feels great.
Yeah.
And I went, you're right. But I go, but I want to help her. She goes, no, that's not what I'm saying. You can be there for somebody. She goes, this is when a therapist comes in. She goes, you can't have somebody constantly calling people and sucking the life out of them. That's when they go to a therapist who helps them manage those emotions.
Yeah.
But when it gets to a point where you're full on, they're now happy and you're now miserable, this is not healthy for anyone. This is a horrible idea.
It's the difference between venting and complaining.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Two separate things.
Yes.
Complaining, like complaints sometimes are valid, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Like your haircut is off.
Yeah.
Or they gave you regular when you asked for diet,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that you would complain about that. And sometimes your complaints are valid.
Mm-hmm.
But when you keep, when you complain, you want an outcome. You want something to be fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want justice for what happened.
Yep.
And you want to people to rally around you and be like, yes. You want them to be on your team when you're complaining.
Yeah.
And that's just toxic because it's
toxic
for you.
So toxic.
Because you're just pulling people onto your team of woe and you're like, woe is me, playing the victim card.
Yep.
That's all you're doing with complaining.
It ruined my day.
And that's what she's doing. She's complaining.
And
what
she
needs to do.
Complaining is right. Yeah, about stuff.
Now, when you vent about something, you just get it off your chest. You scream about it. You shout about it. You get it out. You feel better.
And you move on.
You move forward with it. Because you need to vent. It's better than keeping it inside.
So good for you.
So she needs to vent it. She just doesn't need to vent it to you.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to vent it to other things. She needs to find ways to put that out there that's not on you guys.
To a therapist.
That
who
too,
can
yes.
help on the side. I finally understood this. Because you remember when I said everybody was calling me freaking out about everybody was having breakdowns and you're like, that's not on you. And I was like, but it's not, it wasn't sucking the life out of me then. That's why I didn't mind it when this sucked the life out of me. My day was ruined. All the good things that had happened, I forgot about. And now I was worried about her. And guess what? She was fine. She was fine now because she had thrown all of that on my lap in the middle of the day, by the way, when she should be focusing on work, not the stupid wedding in a year. You know what I mean? I hope she didn't hear me just say that. But I'm saying it was like, enough. So now that I've learned about transference, it is going to change my life because I'm not going to enable some of these people who want to suck the life out of me. Instead, I'm going to go, I can help you so much, but you need to go to a therapist to manage some of this because all you're doing is transferring all your negative woes onto somebody who wasn't unhappy.
Bingo.
And now you're happy and I'm miserable and now my day's ruined.
You know what else you've done now is you've drawn a boundary for yourself too. So that's something you're doing for yourself, for your own mental health.
It changed my life. Learning about this transference. Yeah. And it makes sense too when you understand how it goes in childhood.
Yeah.
That in childhood, we take that from our kids and make it better. But as an adult, they have to learn how to take it for
themselves.
She's
a grown ass woman.
It was like she was being a child.
Yes.
It was like she was going back to being a 13 year old. You know what
I
mean?
Not.
But she's not.
She's a grown ass woman. Making her own grown ass decisions.
So transference. Consider my life changed with that new thought in my mind.
I might just make this my Mental Health Monday podcast for the week.
It's a great topic I didn't understand anything about it, but it totally
makes
sense.
You've covered transference and empathy and boundaries and venting and complaining. We've covered a lot.
And
all
I haven't even gone to school to be a psychologist.
Look at this. This is great. Who we got on the phone? Is this Ryan from Calabama?
From Calabama, because we were talking about Mental Health Monday, and I said I learned about something called transference over the weekend, where you try to help someone out, but all they really do is vent so hard to you that they suck the life out of you, and they transfer literally that energy where they feel great now and you feel like hell. That was what happened to me over the weekend. So we were discussing how to learn some boundaries with stuff like
that. We talked about therapy and your sister should probably start going to talk to a therapist. It would be a good idea.
I told her, you need to call your doctor and therapist yesterday, honey, because this is not rational freaking out. This is crazy. This is like irrational freaking out about wedding stuff. It's too much.
So Ryan from Calabama, which is now his legit Instagram handle. I love that. Ryan from Calabama,
Ryan,
what's up, man?
Good morning.
Not much, Dr. Riggs and Assistant Allie.
Thank you. Not yet, but I'm working on it. I'm working on that doctorate. What's up, man?
I got a person in my life that vents to me every day after work, aka my wife.
Yeah.
It's about the same person every single day.
Yeah.
This is relatable.
So how do I deal with that? Because it's almost the same thing over and over and over again.
And it's making you crazy, but you want to be supportive. I can relate. I can relate to you so much, Ryan. This is how I feel about the wedding.
Yeah.
I care, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to be supportive, but you're driving me crazy and sucking the life out of me. Dr. Riggs, what's your answer?
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad that you're listening to her because she needs to get that out.
That's right.
Now ask her what has she... You want to fix things, right? As a man, right?
Yes,
that's what we want to do.
That's my thing. Yes, I want to fix it.
Right, but you don't want. She doesn't want you to fix it. She just wants you to listen right now.
Riggs. I like it.
This
Riggs.
Is how women work right now.
That's right.
So they just. She just wants to get it out. So
you just need someone to listen.
Have you mentioned every once in a while, like, hey, you know what? Have you mentioned anything to your boss, or have you said anything to your coworker about this? Like, does she know how you feel? Have you said this to your wife at all?
Yes, I've told her to go to her coworkers and vent to her coworkers. I've told her to go to her boss about the situation.
Yeah.
But it goes nowhere. She's afraid to.
Yeah. Well, of course, a lot of people are afraid of confrontation, especially at their job.
Yeah.
So, Riggs, does she ever go to therapy, Ryan? Or is that like a never done it before thing?
Never done it before thing.
And you know what?
Therapy is venting to me.
Right.
Right.
But then that sucks the life out of you, and it could have an effect on your relationship. Okay, don't you think she should see a therapist just to get
Ryan,
out of her sight? I think everybody needs a therapist.
Yeah, at least every once in a while. Ryan, have you talked to a therapist at all?
I haven't, no.
Maybe you consider it.
But I listen to the podcast in the morning on my morning walks with my dogs.
Yeah.
That kind of helps me out with calming stuff down.
Right.
And I can relate to her because I was in the same field of work that she was, that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand where her frustration's coming from, and she knows that, so that kind of helps out too. But yet you just want to, like, some days I just want to drive down to her work and be all like, yo, listen, person, you need to freaking actually take into consideration the people that are actually doing this job and, you know, actually deal with the problems that you're not dealing with, and you're like putting them off on other people and making you look good, but in reality, you don't look that good.
Yeah. Okay, so this is classic transference. Ryan's now worked up about something at somebody else's job that he's not even at. You know?
Keep listening to her. Make sure that you let her know that she's being heard, because that's what she wants right now, and that's how you can be a supportive husband. So don't snap on her.
But therapy is to get a different perspective. Like, I go to therapy, and I can tell the same problems I tell to Riggs, and I can leave with a totally different perspective, because talking to your friends and talking to an outside person is so different. You know, sometimes you just need a different perspective.
It's the difference between working out on your own and hiring a trainer or a professional coach, somebody to condition you like that.
Riggs, somebody texted in, Ashley texted in and said, so then when do you know, and you kind of went over this, but go over it again. So then when do you know when it's venting and when it's transference?
Venting and transference?
Like, when do you were saying this with venting.
Well, I was saying venting and complaining. There's a fine line between those two things.
So,
but once you venture into complaining, you are now transferring all of your energy to the person that you're complaining to.
Well, maybe that's
because
you're
not getting any results. This is what Ryan's wife is doing.
That's what I'm
saying.
She's
just complaining without getting any results.
Which is, I think, what the texter is implying.
She is complaining,
what point does it become transference to Ryan? Right?
It sounds like it already has.
Wait, was that texter named Ashley?
Yeah, that's not your wife, is it?
It might be.
Oh,
Ryan!
Well, Ryan!
That's her name, so.
Well, this could be a good conversation for everyone to have then.
She's probably listening right now.
No.
I'll tell you the truth. She's on her way to work.
Well, then
that's
I want her to know that, trust me, I've had many a therapy sessions screaming about coworkers, not you, Riggs. Back in the day, I spent many a therapy sessions before I had, like, more severe problems going off about coworkers.
Sure.
So it really might help her if she's listening.
She absolutely should. At least give it a try and tell her that you'll be there for her throughout the entire process. Like, if you want to go there with her, I don't know if that's weird for you or not, but you could do that if she wanted you to.
You could do both.
Yeah. You absolutely could. Mm-hmm. I was doing that for a while. My wife was interested in seeing a therapist, and I had her come in and speak with my therapist just to kind of see how it went, and then she wound up finding her own therapist afterwards. So
somebody texted in and said, it's not your wife, Ryan. She is not your wife.
So or is he? And she's just not texting in.
She said it's not.
I'll get a phone call after I'm done being on the air from her. I guarantee it.
Yeah, but this is good because you're being open and honest, and I really love that about you, Ryan. Because this, and quite frankly, feeling feeling like you can't listen to someone vent any longer or whatever, it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you or your relationship.
No.
This is like everyday stuff people have to figure out with boundaries and what they can do to be mentally good.
Well, it's good to complain and vent too. It's better than letting those feelings fester inside.
That's true.
It's like the little boy quote I always use. Feelings are like farts. It's better to let them out than to hold them in.
Thank you for that, Riggs. Jesus.
What?
Somebody else texted
Dr. Riggs has a good point there.
Ryan says, Dr. Riggs. Somebody else texted in and says, what my husband does for me is ask, are you venting or do you need advice?
Yes.
Which is a good way to ask someone, too.
That's a good thing to say, too. Because I've said that to my wife before also. I was like, do you want me to help right now and give you advice? Or do you just want to be heard? Because sometimes they just want to complain and get it out.
That's
healthy.
That's right.
Maybe try asking that, too, when you're talking to her. But do you feel like we've given you some advice? Can we bill your insurance for this therapy session?
I think it'll cover it. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
absolutely free.
Riggs is in school, so he's the doctor, but I'm the one who's lived through the hell of mental health. So we've got two good people here, let me tell you.
But I will be putting this down as learned hours towards my education. Thanks for calling, dude. We'll see you soon.
No problem. Take it easy.
See you, Ryan.
Too.
I love that men called up, that we get like guys that call up and talk about mental health.
He had such a good question.
Of course
he
did.
How do I deal with my wife's daily stuff without getting overwhelmed, you know?
Perfect, yes. Thanks for tuning into a Mental Health Monday.
Yes.
Right.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Riggs, did you watch the Golden Globes?
I did not.
I didn't either.
No, I knew they were happening, but I didn't.
I forgot until I saw like a little bit on social media, and then I just moved on with my life, because I normally don't
know. I knew we'd see all the recaps this morning, and I knew you'd have it in the dirt, so
that's
what?
That's right. So, of course, Jodie Foster got to give an acceptance speech, and she had to shout out our boy Aaron Rodgers.
Rewind back to when this started. When Aaron Rodgers gave his acceptance speech.
When he accepted his MVP award, he shouted out Jodie Foster.
Right.
And we were like, huh?
Uh-huh.
And then we found out she's filming a movie with his fiance, Shailene Woodley. Mm-hmm. And then eventually Jodie Foster spoke out about it, how excited she was because she's a huge Packers fan, but she really doesn't know him.
Jimmy Kimmel says, are you going to thank him if you win a Golden Globe?
Yes. And she said, I don't know, maybe. So did she?
Yeah, let's hear it. Here's her acceptance last night. She won, by the way, for The Moratorian, which is a new movie that she's in with Shailene Woodley. So here it is.
What did I call the Manatorian or something? I didn't even call it the right thing.
Right.
That's funny.
The Moratorian.
I want to hear what she said.
I'm a little speechless. I just never expected to ever be here again.
She's on Zoom, by the way.
Wow. I have to thank all of my amazing filmmakers. My friends are screaming downstairs because it's coming late.
the delay.
Kevin MacDonald, Tahar Rahim, Benedict Cumberbatch, Shailene Woodley, and the real life people, Nancy Hollander, and most of all, the person that we all serve. We love you, Muhammad Ould-Slahi. You've taught us so much about being a human being, about being joyful and loving and forgiving. And that's a lesson that you bring to everybody, all of these great ladies included. I love my wife. Thank you, Alex and Ziggy and Aaron Rodgers and, you know, the Hollywood Foreign Press, right? This is awesome.
She snuck it in there when she's thanking her dog and her wife and her dog. She points to her dog. Her dog was sitting there on her lap. That's who Ziggy was.
So you were saying that it's funny because she won, but because the TV's on a delay, she started the acceptance speech, but her friends who were in her house in a different area didn't know she won until she was already talking, which is why you heard them cheer in the background.
It's happening
really
in real
time
on her Zoom call, but then it's funny.
Yeah. That was the thing. I didn't even know. I was like, are they in person? I don't even know. I didn't even look
to see. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, they were on opposite coasts. One was in New York and one was in L.A.
They weren't even in the same city.
No, they weren't. The whole thing was virtual.
Okay.
They had some flubs here and there. Like they had some people's mics were muted when they were trying to do their acceptance speech.
The 17 people that were fascinated by that, their day was probably ruined, let me tell you.
Right, there you go. You sucker.
I am such a sucker. Call me sucker for the rest of the day. I don't care if it sounds nasty.
Riggs and Sucker in the morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. What
up? God, I'm such a dumb mom. No, I'm not a dumb mom. It was important that I did this, and I'll get to that in a minute, but the dumb things we do out of guilt. I say as a parent, but this could be anyone.
Okay.
Because, man, there I was. My kids were gone for the weekend, and so I got a phone call from my ex, a FaceTime, in the middle of the day on Thursday. Thursday or Friday, and I was like, what on earth? Something must be wrong. Or my kids need to talk to me, because I always tell Owen,
okay?
Call me anytime you want. I will always answer or call you back when you're at your dad's. So I answer, and guess what? Guess what he was calling for, my 9-year-old?
Was he okay? Was he hurt?
He was fine, Riggs.
Okay.
He was missing a little stuffed animal that he left at my house.
What?
And just keep in mind, he left with a whole bag of stuffed animals and a switch. And he takes stuff back and forth, whatever he wants to. Like, they'll pack their bags and they can leave it at both houses. I don't care. Their dad doesn't care, but this is part of having two houses, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you don't have the stuffed animal? I need Starlight, Mommy. And I looked at him and I'm sitting there. And remember, I'm in New Berlin. My ex is in Sussex. So that means I got to drive like 20, 25 minutes each way to drop off a stuffed animal if I choose to accept this challenge.
Starlight has to be
Starlight
in his possession.
Needs to be in this kid's possession.
What
right?
is Starlight? Do you know what it
it's,
is?
Is it a Pokemon character? I don't even know what genre
okay.
it's
I'm just
in.
Wondering what the emotional attachment is to this Starlight thing
care,
that he wants.
Because the guy has 5 million toys at his father's and he has 5 million at my house. Had it been at my house, I probably would have said, you'll see it in a few days. Like, this isn't necessary. But there I am, staring him in the eye on the phone. So what did dumb Mommy do?
Oh, it was a FaceTime, so it was harder to say no.
I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
So I drove all the way,
oh,
25 minutes each way that I did. Well, maybe I did have the time, but it felt like I didn't have that time in the world. And then I drove all the way back home just to deliver a stuffed animal. And do you know what he did when I got there? He ran out, grabbed it, hugged me, and ran back in. He didn't care, right?
He didn't even say thank you?
He said thank you, but
okay,
you know,
good.
He's 9.
Okay,
they're just,
good.
They're self-centered. This is what kids do. So
they also
I
don't
thought,
have any concept of time. So,
man, I am that classic mom that does dumb stuff out of guilt. We all do it. And like I said, you don't even have to be a parent. But the only thing that made me feel not horrible about enabling this and driving all this way to drop off a stuffed animal that he really didn't need was I thought, you know what? That they're in two houses. They're getting old enough now where, you know, they can call me if they want to call me. They don't have phones yet.
Right.
But they can verbalize. But I want them to always know that I'm there. That just because you're with daddy half the time, that doesn't mean I'm not your mom and you can't call me for something. Even
right.
if it's something stupid. Like, there's a deeper principle there. Do you understand what I'm saying in my mind? Because while I will not continue to drive stuffed animals the rest of my life
Does he do this all the time?
No, barely ever.
This was a one-off thing.
This is like a one-off thing, but it happens every so often, you know? But I thought to myself, I just want him to know, even if it's stupid, he can call me. I don't want to be like, this is stupid, I can't. Now that I'm facing you, know that I'm here. Know that I'm here and that's all I need you to know.
You say what you mean and you mean what you say.
Pretty much, yeah. And that even though I'm on my free time, quote unquote, I'm still your mom and I'm still a parent. And if I have to drop things to help my kid, that's part of being a parent. Like,
which is
that's
good.
Just what it is.
I know a
know?
Lot of parents that are like, well, the other person has the kid right now. Mm-hmm. Not my problem.
Sometimes
they
I
can
say
deal
that,
with it.
Though. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But I would always be there if I needed to be.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, if he does this constantly and he's
well,
always forgetting things.
No, I would snap. Let's be right. I'd be like,
right.
Oh, okay, now I know mommy said I was here for you no matter what, but hold on with
but
these ridiculous
fine.
Requests.
I think doing it that one time, I think is fine, but you are a sucker, yes.
I drove an hour out of my day to drop off a stuffed animal
Dude.
To make this kid happy. The dumb things you do out of guilt. I'd love to hear about it. 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
You can call or text.
414-799-1037. It's KISS. No, it's not 1996.
This is KISS FM.
It is.
If you're confused right now, don't be. That is Post Malone redoing Hootie and the Blowfish,
yes.
baby.
Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, he changed two of the words in that song, by the way.
Okay, now, I have a guess.
So here's the original.
Okay.
I pulled it up in the background.
I want to hear.
Right here.
Uh-huh. Okay, when I
so
heard
dolphins make me
the
cry,
Post
yes.
Malone version,
yes,
I didn't hear dolphins made me cry. So what? He said something else.
He changed it to
right.
the Cowboys make me cry because Post Malone is a notorious Dallas Cowboys fan. Even in like his song Wow, he raps about Dak Prescott, who's a Cowboys quarterback. So he's big into the Cowboys.
So that's why he said the Cowboys make
yes.
me cry.
Uh-huh.
That is too funny. Nothing
so he
like
changed it.
I'm telling you, I heard that. I'm like, wait, Post Malone. Hootie.
Only want to be with you. What?
This is Hootie and
it's
the
real.
Blowfish.
Like, they did it for like for like a Pokemon 25th anniversary concert. That's so
of
cool
course.
That he did that.
Of course.
So you were just talking about how you're a sucker for your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened?
I said that I drove over an hour total to drop off a stuffed animal at my ex's house because my son called me on FaceTime and looked me in the eye.
Yeah.
And I said I was such a sucker, the dumb stuff we do out of guilt. But I also wanted him to know, even though I'm off duty technically, I'm still his mom and I'm always there.
You're not there, but you are there.
Because full-time parents can't just ignore a phone call.
No.
Yeah, I have to ignore. I have kids all the time, you know?
So we got calls or we got texts to 414-799-1037. People have said, yes, you're a good mom for doing that. Somebody
I'm
said,
not a sucker? Don't you think I'm such a sucker?
Somebody said, Allie, your son is checking in to see if you really are there when he needs you, even if he doesn't really need the stuffed animal. It was a test to see if you still hold true to what you say about being there. Well, he needs the assurance, and it was good that you did that.
That was the one thing I was really worried about. Just he needs to know I'm there.
Or were you worried at all about enabling him in any way?
Yes, of course. You know?
That would be my concern as a parent, is if they call you and ask for this, well, now I can call her if I forget anything,
because,
and she'll bring it to me.
Well, he's 9, so before he goes to his dad's, I'm like, you sure you got everything? You got everything? Yep. And they always leave something.
You
know what
check,
I mean?
Yes.
But I try not to enable with the cons because I'll pack their bags like they're 2. No, that's stupid. They can pack their... When they go to school, they pack their own bags. Nobody helps them pack their backpack at school.
You know what you're going to have to watch? I mean? You're going to have to watch as they get older and they learn how to play the system is when they forget their homework at the other parent's house.
Oh.
And I say that with air quotes.
Okay.
Because they could say, I forgot my homework at dad's house or whatever and maybe get some
they're
extension on their time.
Trick me.
Try to use it against you. Careful with that.
Oh, man.
I know some clever children out there that will work that against you so hard.
Don't you do things out of guilt, though, like even in marriage? Like, think about it. Like, we do this with every relationship. It's not just kids.
No.
I do things out of guilt all the time to make people happy.
Yeah.
That are stupid, you know?
Yes. Like when your mother-in-law comes to live with you for 2 months, like that?
I mean, it's Riggs. What would you like to vent?
I mean, it's family, and my wife's mother is having foot surgery.
Uh-huh.
And she's having it in Chicago in a couple weeks, and she has to be off of her feet, obviously, for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
And so the closest thing to Chicago for her to rehabilitate is Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter lives in Milwaukee. So, of course, she can come and stay with us.
So she's going to come live with you. And out of guilt, you're going to agree and smile the whole time. Your mother-in-law's living with you. What's her first name?
Elaine.
Such a grandma name.
She is. Elaine, man.
Elaine, how's it going today?
Elaine, she's going
to
be
gonna
here.
You're going to come home from work to two women who are exactly the same, your wife and her mother.
I should bring her on the show one morning. She's a fascinating woman.
Well, she can't walk, though. She got to call her.
Right. Well, we can Zoom with her one morning. So,
Lane.
Yes, we all do things out of guilt. We all
nice.
Do. What have you done out of guilt for somebody else? You can call or you can text 414-799-1037. It's okay if you were a sucker. We want to know about it next. Hold on. You have until 8 o'clock to use this hour's KISS keyword. Leaf, L-E-A-F, Leaf. Enter it at 1037kissfm.com before 8 o'clock. You can win an iPad and another KISS keyword. We'll give you a fresh one at 8:05. All right.
Nice.
A little bit more chilly today. This like the weather going, hey, don't forget it's still winter. And you're like, it's a little brisk.
Just today, though, right?
Yeah.
And then it's going to warm up again tomorrow. Okay, I'm fine with that. I can do
but
one
no,
day.
No, today you'll need probably a thicker jacket than you've needed in the last couple days. Yeah.
It's true.
Uh-huh, yeah. So today marks a pretty big day for Wisconsin. Another group of people have been added to the list that are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And today, starting today, that list of people includes educators, child care workers, so like your nanny. We were talking about, I think, last week.
Yeah, my nanny's going to get it, yep.
Some public-facing essential workers, those that congregate in living facilities, non-frontline healthcare personnel, those with Medicaid programs, and mink farmers will be eligible to sign up.
Which, you and I talked about this, when I originally heard the new list, because, you know, I'm dying to be on the list here. I want the damn vaccine. I'm, like, waiting patiently. I saw the mink farm. I go, mink farm? what the hell?
Which seems so random.
No, I had to Google. We have mink farms in Wisconsin, and why? It sounds so gross.
A mink is like an otter, or it's like that type of thing, like a river otter.
Those? I don't understand.
Well, they don't hunt them. They breed them, and they keep them in all these cages,
and then
they kill them for their fur.
So it's for fur.
It's for mink fur. But what happens in these facilities where they hold them all?
So there's so many people. Just to kill them.
Yes, you breed them to kill them and use their fur.
And then all of these people
that are in these facilities, they'll get sick even before this happened. They get the flu, they get colds, they pass on the disease to the thing, they'd sell off the fur. Somebody else would get sick from it because you're transferring it that way.
They have already said repeatedly that COVID probably came through a transmitted animal.
Yes.
Intertransmitted. So I get why they're saying mink farms, you have to go vaccinate people who are farming them. I just don't get why we're farming them.
I don't get it either.
That's what irritates the hell out of me.
And if you ever want to really, if you ever want your blood to boil, Google what they did with the minks in Denmark.
It's just
the whole situation. I've watched a documentary on it. If you're interested in the whole thing, you can go down a rabbit hole with the mink stuff.
I don't have time to be mad about something else in this world. My list of things I'm pissed
about
is full.
There's 19 mink farms in Wisconsin. 19 of them. 19. There's like hundreds of them across the country, but Wisconsin's a big place for them. I had no idea.
Well,
I learned something new today, and
you're not the only one, my friend.
Right, I'm not. So if you're on the list of that, they said they've got a bunch of vaccines coming in because they're expecting like 25,000. Some educators are now eligible for it, so they want to make sure anyone that wants it can get on the list by April.
I'm glad the educators are up. That's overdue for sure. Yep,
get kids back in school, man. Come on, man.
Well, just make the teachers feel better.
Yeah.
Give them some peace of mind if they want it.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Another chance to win the iPad, 8:05 this morning. We'll give you the KISS keyword. You enter it at the website. You win your iPad. It's really that easy. And we're still commercial free on 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So you're probably doing something better with your life, like not watching the Golden Globes last night. But if you were...
literally anything else?
Literally anything else. I was watching the latest episode of Married at First Sight. I'm not even going to lie. And a little 90 Day Fiancé. But anyway, the Golden Globes were on and everyone's talking this morning about Jason Sudeikis. Now remember, he just got left by his baby mama, Olivia Wilde, for Harry Styles.
Right.
She has moved out. She has moved in with Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is, 10 years younger. The whole thing's awkward. So we don't know how Jason's doing. He's supposedly sleeping with some model or dating some model. But he had to accept an award for Ted Lasso, the show that he's on.
That's an Apple TV Plus. Good show. Funny show.
And so people thought he might be high as a kite because he was so all over the place in the speech. But you know what I think it is?
What's that?
It sounds like he was channeling his character. I've never seen Ted Lasso. Some people were saying, have you seen that show?
I have, yes.
Is the character weird?
Yeah, he is a little weird.
Is he,
I don't know if he was channeling his character, though. Not from the speech that I saw. I don't think so.
I admit in the speech, he's like, he basically goes, wow, all right, can I talk now? Like, he's kind of confused, but they're doing it on Zoom.
Yeah.
And so he's in a tie-dye sweatshirt, which people love to rip
on. That says forward on it?
Well, it's for his niece's dance company.
Okay.
He's trying to, like, raise money. So that's why he had the tie-dyed sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
And it was just funny, because if you're at home on Zoom, why is a sweatshirt a problem? I don't get why we have to pretend like we're classy for a day, put on a tuxedo. He doesn't want to do that.
No.
You know?
That's not him.
So Jason Sudeikis stole the internet with that whole tie-dyed sweatshirt. We didn't know what the hell was going on with his acceptance speech. But then Jodie Foster had to accept her award, and did she say anything about Aaron Rodgers?
Well,
Biggie and Aaron Rodgers, and
yeah, she's going up, she's thanking everybody, like her wife and her dog.
I love my wife, thank you, Alex, and Ziggy and Aaron Rodgers, and the Hollywood Which Rams,
she
right?
did that because yeah. he thanked her during his MVP speech, and she's a huge Packers fan.
Huge Packers fan, yes.
So that was cute. So there you go. There's the two. We wanted you to know about the Aaron Rodgers shout out and Jason Sudeikis getting all the press for his wild speech in a tie-dye sweatshirt.
Yeah. Something happened to me yesterday, Allie, for the first time that has happened, I think, in probably a decade.
What?
I want to think. What is the longest that you've gone without your cell phone? Like, completely out of your hands, Mm-hmm. You have no access to call anybody, no access to text anybody. You can't check any news updates. You can't make any emergency calls. You can't pull any directions to anywhere. All your lists, your notes, everything is gone. It's in someone else's hands.
Oh. Well, that I've only left my phone around the house and not been able to find it.
Oh,
that's the longest I've gone, and that was enough for me.
Yes.
Where I have no clue where the phone is. I've walked all over the house, and I can't find it, and I'm panicking.
Well, what, something was happening with my iPhone, okay?
Yeah.
There was like these lines on my camera when I would take a picture. You use your camera a lot, right?
Of course.
So anytime I would take a picture, there were these lines on the camera, on the lens. And
that's
I was looking, is it cracked? Is it broken? So I still have a warranty on it, the AppleCare. So I reach out and it says, set up an appointment with the technician.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I went to the Best Buy in Southridge. They have an authorized dealer. The Geek Squad can help
me out.
You
didn't go to the Apple store. You went to the Best Buy.
I went to the Best Buy on Friday after the show. And the woman there tells me she runs some sort of test on it and says, well, I can either send it off for a week.
Oh!
And you can get it back in a week and a half if you have a replacement phone. I went, I don't.
A week and a half?
I go, a week and a half?
A replacement phone?
I go, you realize you're asking me to give you my arm right now. You might as well take one of my limbs at this moment.
That's ridiculous.
She goes, the other thing you can do is go to the Apple store.
I was going to say, why didn't you go there to begin with?
Because it's closer for me just to drive up to Southridge. I live in Franklin.
So you to be different.
Yes. So I was like, all right, I'll go to the Apple store and make an appointment for Sunday at 11:20.
Great.
Go to the Apple store. It's confusing as all get out because they've got like this weird roped off system, and they've got security people and people checking people in.
Is that because of COVID now?
Yes.
It's changed.
So you have to have an appointment to get in
Are you at Mayfair or Bayshore?
Mayfair is where I went to. All right. So I get there for the time for my appointment. I'm waiting. This guy, security guy, walks up and does the temperature check and everything.
Yeah.
Do you have an appointment? I show it to him. And the guy sits down, looks at my phone inside the store and says, we can get it fixed today. It'll be done at about 1:20. That's the estimated time. So I'm like, look at the clock. At this point, I'm like, okay, it's almost noon. So an hour and 20 minutes, no problem.
Go to the food court, have a Cinnabon.
So I was
maybe
like,
what else can you get?
So I had some time. I was like, you know what? I got to run a couple errands. So I went and I took care of some grocery shopping.
Okay.
Took it home.
Without your phone?
Without my phone.
Oh, hell no.
I went home. I dropped off the groceries.
I
went back to the mall.
I stayed at the mall.
I didn't.
I couldn't have left, I don't think.
I had to. I didn't want to be stuck at the mall. I didn't. The mall felt like a little...
But there's so much to do at the mall. That's my point.
If you want to be at the mall.
Go to the movies.
So I come back to pick up my phone. I come back at 1:30 thinking I'll give an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So at 1:30 they say, oh, your phone's still not done yet. It's going to be another at least half an hour.
Oh,
so at this point, I'm like, all right. Half an hour more. So now I'm just like mall walking around the mall.
You're a mall walker.
I'm a mall walker.
Are you wearing khakis?
So I ended up buying a book. I find out there's this whole display of like the Negro Baseball League, and there's one of the players is there.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Riddle. I got to meet him, and I was like, I made a donation. I bought one of his books.
That's
I got
cool.
to meet
Were
him.
Were they at Barnes & Noble or what?
No, it was right outside Barnes & Noble. They had like a whole setup with like all these jerseys and memorabilia from the Negro Baseball League. I was like, I didn't realize the Negro Baseball League was so huge and they made so much money off of it and it got so popular. And that's why, like, when Jackie Robinson was signed and they started to integrate the players and the races and all of those players from the
because
Negro.
Because they needed him because he was making a lot of money.
They were making so much money and the Negro League made so much money and they never got compensated for it. Never.
Nope. Isn't it gross?
Not a penny.
It's pretty disgusting.
So I was like, I'll gladly give to your foundation. And he works with all these other players and gets them compensation for that. So that's what I did.
It.
So I was like, cool, I can have a conversation with someone. I'm learning. I'm educating myself about the Negro Baseball League.
I know more about the world today than I knew yesterday.
Now I'm going to go exercise my right in capitalism and get my iPhone back. So I go back down to the Apple store.
I'm gonna switch sides.
Now 30 minutes later, and it's still not done now.
So, like, what are they telling you? How long?
I was like, I don't know what the holdup is. The manager comes out and he was like, look, it's going to be probably another 10 minutes. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening. I was like, as long as it's fixed and I don't have to pay for it, I'm fine.
Totally. It's
so
a Sunday.
So finally, like 2:30, 2:45-ish, I wind up with my phone. So I've now been almost 3 hours without my phone.
Ooh-wee.
But it felt like a year.
I can't believe you left the mall.
Yeah. I
and
wanted to do
grocery
it
grocery shopping without your phone. That would have driven me crazy.
It did. I wanted to do it to test myself to see if I could do it.
No.
I was like, this is an exercise in restraint because we're so addicted to our phones.
But
I've gone shopping before without a phone. It was okay. I was all right.
Yeah, but I need my phone to search for things, to look up things. Like, I can put my phone down, but I need it. And I also say it's a safety thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be, you know, what if you get into a car accident? There's all kinds of reasons a phone is actually a good thing,
yeah.
you know, in today's day and age.
Didn't have it.
Didn't have trouble.
Well, I don't think 3 hours is that bad.
It's not, no.
I think you actually were able to accept it because when it started, they said it was going to be a week and a half.
Yes.
So when they come down to 3 hours, that's not so bad.
Thank God,
that's
3 hours.
That's the way to trick you into thinking 3 hours
it's
ain't
not
that,
that
bad.
Much, yeah.
Right?
Maybe that's their psychological trick they played on me. It worked. It worked. But what's the longest you've gone without your phone? Mm-hmm. Have you ever maybe intentionally been without it or it was broken? You didn't have one for a week?
Yeah, I have lost it and it has been a high anxiety moment.
It is.
I found it like in the pantry or something. I had set it down
right.
to like
next to some beef jerky.
Well, I went to pour goldfish or something. So I set my phone down and I walked away and then I looked for an hour. Where the hell's the phone? It was in the pantry. Yep. On silent, of course, because right. my phone's always on silent now, so you can't call it anymore to find it.
Nope. So can you top the story of 3 hours?
Not me.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. We'll read your text and take your calls next for the longest you went without your damn phone.
Longer than Riggs?
Longer than 3 hours? Felt like a week and a half.
Entitled, by the way.
Felt like a week and a half. So what's the longest you went without your phone? I had an exercise in patience and anxiety over the weekend.
By choice?
By choice. They fixed the camera on my phone.
Okay. I was wondering what was actually wrong with it.
The one of the lenses was something was wrong with the focus feature on the inside. It wasn't anything that I did. They were
what
like
if
just a weird thing that
they
happened.
They did that thing since it took 3 hours where they like had to drive to Bayshore to get a part. So they're telling you know that thing where they're like, don't let him know. We're gonna go get the part at the other Apple store. We're gonna come back, we're gonna fix it. He's never gonna know a thing.
They've got Kevin coming back from Bayshore, like, Kevin, where are you at? The guy's back.
And Kevin
He's back.
Got into an accident.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I stopped at Trader Joe's. I'm on my way.
Maria's on the south side of Milwaukee.
Good morning, Maria. What's the longest you went without your phone?
I have one 3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks? What did you have?
No, thank you.
I was dying. I was actually out in Mexico.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
My iPhone, it just stopped working. So I went out to like the Apple store or whatever I guess they had out there.
Uh-huh.
And since I was out of their region, they couldn't help me out. So I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? So they're like, yeah, it's either you buy a new phone or we really can't help you.
So Maria, you're like, in Mexico during this?
Yes.
And for three weeks and you cannot get your phone, I would be losing my mind.
Plus you're probably.
I actually was.
Were you visiting family there or friends?
I was actually visiting my mother-in-law.
Okay. So you weren't able to contact anybody while you were there?
No, nobody. And then besides where they're from, where I was actually at was like a little ranch.
Uh-huh.
You would have to go up like a hill by a tree in order to get signal.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm living in the pioneer years or something. So I was like, it was so hard because I'm like, I couldn't communicate with my husband or my older than my kids because I had my four youngest.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, I was just going crazy. I'm like, but
you
it
know
was
what?
A good thing.
Three and a half weeks, Maria.
Triggered something for me that just reminded me, but it was at the start of cell phones because somebody texted in and said, I went 5 days without a phone on a cruise. Maria, you just reminded me, I went on a 7-day cruise right when cell phones were getting big and I didn't have it for 7 days because you're in the middle of the water. Like you can't use the phone.
And calling somebody from a cruise ship is expensive. It used to be like calling somebody from an airplane.
Yeah. And you didn't have international then, so you just didn't have a phone for 7 days, which was a panic attack, but for 3 weeks, Maria?
Maria, that's insane.
I was dying. I'm like, once I got home, I went to the Apple store and I just started kissing my phone. I'm like, oh, I cannot live without it. It's one of my kids.
Well, Maria, we can't leave you without Riggs trying to speak Spanish, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Tres
semanas con no celular.
Huh?
Tenía tres semanas un celular. Imagínate, Reg.
Sí, tres semanas. It's loco.
Yes.
Hola.
We just said she went 3 weeks without her cell phone. That's all we said.
Oh,
I got my little 7-year-old next to me, and he's looking at me like, Mama, you okay?
Sí, hablas español. En la radio, sí.
Hablo español, pero muy poquito. How many times do I say the one line I know over and over, okay?
Maria,
it's funny.
Thanks so much
Maria.
For calling, Maria.
Thank you, guys. Just have a nice day.
You too. Appreciate
adios.
It.
You
adios.
Too. Who else? Hunter is in Milwaukee.
Hunter, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So how long did you go without your phone, Hunter?
Well,
I've gone 2 days without my phone.
Two days?
That doesn't sound so bad next to Maria.
Yeah.
Not so bad, except for the fact that it was stolen.
Somebody took your phone? Where did they take it? What happened?
I dropped it somewhere in a parking lot.
Okay.
Like, whoever picked it up, like, turned it off, so I couldn't do, like, the find my iPhone or whatever. And then, like, I posted, like, the little message for, like, find my iPhone, and they ended up returning it.
They did return it.
They returned it. I didn't even think about someone stealing your phone for it's gone for days.
Yeah.
That would really piss me off.
When I don't have my phone now.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
So 2 days, but you also had the anxiety of wondering where the hell it went because you knew someone took it.
I couldn't track it.
So probably equally as traumatizing as 3 weeks in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Hunter. Appreciate it.
Somebody said every time, this is a text, every time I go up north to visit my dad, it's a complete dead zone, and I actually enjoy it. It's so nice
to have that
break from it. And it's funny, because up north, there's a lot of places like that, but as the years have gone on, you get cell service in more places.
Yeah.
So those dead zones are not dead zones anymore, which I'll go up north all day if there's no dead zones. Yep. Take me with you, honey.
Yeah. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like somebody was holding my phone hostage for 3 hours.
Well, Amy in West Bend said she's got a story to tell us about her husband.
How long he went without his cell phone?
I guess so.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What happened?
So we had gone on a cruise, and it was the first time we ever went. We were gone for 11 days.
Wow.
And we're traveling back on the airlines and everything, and we had a connecting flight, so we had to get out and do all the security stuff. We were in Germany, I think. We ended up having to go through our last leg.
Wow.
And we got through security, and we're like, well, let's just go get a soda or something, you know, before we get on the plane. And my husband goes, Oh my God.
Oh no.
My phone's not with me. And I'm oh my gosh. Someone took it in the security line. We had to put all of our stuff in a bucket.
Oh, when you put in that little bin that runs through it?
Yes.
So it got stolen. So by the time we finally got back to the States and got everything, he was without it for like 5 days. But the worst part about this is my husband can handle not having a phone for 5 days.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But what I was worried about was because, okay, I generally take all the photos when we're on vacation.
You were worried about dirty pictures of yourself being out there. Okay, just checking. You don't send him dirty pics, just making sure.
My husband, No, that would have been on the honeymoon.
There you go. Atta girl.
But so all the pictures that were of me on his phone, we lost. So it's like I wasn't even on the vacation because there's never any pictures of me now.
Right. I feel you as a single mom. There's no pictures of me with my kids. It's hysterical.
Right. It's all just
that
your kids or selfies. One of the two.
Oh, I totally feel you, Amy. I thought you were going to say that he left it on the boat, and then I was really going to feel bad
you,
but to have it stolen in security, man.
So, I know.
How long was he officially without said cell phone?
So 5 days.
5 days, okay.
Well, and can I just be honest?
No.
At least you know. Shut up, Riggs. At least I'm saying a positive thing for once, okay?
Good. Yeah.
At least Amy knows her dude ain't cheating. Because if your man is freaking out about his phone, right? Like most of us would, if he doesn't even care, you got nothing to worry about, honey.
That's right.
There is nothing going on the side on that phone, honey. Nothing at all, sister. So that's a good thing.
Amy, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate you listening, all right?
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. So I guess 3 hours wasn't that bad after all, Allie.
you did okay, Riggs.
Thank you. It's KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Reminder that you have to go to our website to enter the KISS keyword. Don't text it. That will get your... We'll just look at it and move on with our lives. You got to go to 1037kissfm.com to put in the word fork. Yeah, somebody texted it. I'm like, nope. That's not how it works.
Do not text it. Enter it at the website. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So Aaron Rodgers, did he get the shout out he's been dreaming of? Well, he probably hasn't been dreaming about it, but she loves him. Jodie Foster, who he thanked in his MVP speech.
Yeah.
And then we found out later that she's a huge Packers fan and she loves Aaron Rodgers. And she's in a movie with his fiance, Shailene Woodley. And it's all coming together. So did she thank him when she won a Golden Globe last night?
I love my wife. Thank you, Alex. And Ziggy and Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, the Hollywood Foreign Press.
So she got him at the end there where she said, and I'd like to thank Aaron Rodgers.
Her wife started cracking up when she said Aaron Rodgers. I think like she was probably saying, if I win, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then she did it. Yep.
You know what you said to me off the air that was funny? You looked at me and you go, wait a second, Aaron Rodgers. I go, yeah. You go, Rodgers has a D or no? And I looked at you and I thought, I don't know. And because everyone I know with the last name Rogers is R-O-G-E-R-S.
And his is with a D.
But his is with a D.
Yes.
And you confused me for a split second where I went, it is. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. It is.
And I confuse myself every time I go to type his name for something because I know it's a D, but then I double question myself
Rogers.
Because I know everybody else I know is a G. R-O-G.
Every Roger person I know with the last name Rogers
is
a G. I'm with you.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's a man of his own name, I guess.
He's a man with a little extra D in his last name. What?
Little extra D.
All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. So on Friday, last week, we were talking about how you made a special trip to Home Depot because you had a gentleman caller over to the house.
Oh, you got to bring that up. Fine. Yes.
It's integral to the story.
Fine. People want to know about my love life. Just put it. It's fine. There was a guy at my house. Yes.
Tall, hot guy slash good hair guy.
Slash whatever the hell his name is.
Right. Slash current Tinder interest.
Slash I'm single as hell for the record, everyone.
Slash strongman who ripped the towel rack off your wall.
That's why I said I was going to change his name to He-Man. Yeah. Because he came out of the bathroom and he goes, I just ripped your towel bar off the wall.
Whoops.
Off the wall.
Now, was it one of those like half moon, like hangy type hook things, or was it like a bar?
It wasn't a bar. It was like a circle that a towel hangs through.
Okay.
So it was a total
for a hand
bathroom
towel. For a hand
towel bar. Correct.
Right. So you went to the Home Depot and you bought one.
Which advice I've always said for years, single ladies, go to Home Depot in the middle of the day. It's a meat market.
Yeah, it is.
And they all stare at you because you're the only woman. Don't
like,
go if you don't want to be stared at.
Right. Can I help you with that? No, I got this on my own. Thank you. But
it's a total meat market during the day, but I digress.
So you have a towel rack that you've purchased that you brought into your house.
Yep.
And your concern on Friday was that you wouldn't put it in. That you would not install it. It's so easy to do.
I know. So easy. But then I realized that I needed a drill. Even though I have a drill in my garage, it was another step that I didn't feel like doing. So
going
out to
the garage. You already made the step of going to Home Depot, but getting the drill that's in your garage that's 10 feet away from you, that's too much.
Sure, it's charged. Is the right nail in, I guess, if I need the right one.
So what? So I decided I will never condone bullying or harassing people.
Oh, yeah, right.
But it was warranted this weekend because I knew that you wouldn't do it if you didn't have any motivation.
That's right.
So I enlisted the help of all of our following on 103.7 Kiss FM's Instagram account.
I was ready to kill you.
Tagging you in it. Did you get a bunch of DMs?
I had so many DMs.
Good.
And all they said was put your towel rack up. And I was getting more and more pissed. Like, Riggs is going
to
get it,
I told everybody. I said, tell Allie to put up her towel rack because she won't do it if we don't push her into it.
You wake up on Saturday morning, you're like, ooh, messages.
DMs.
Oh, messages asking me if I put my towel rack up. So, did I get up and put it up after all those messages were sent to me? Hell no.
I was going to say. I was going to bet money that you wouldn't do it.
I didn't do it.
I would have taken the under on it.
It's still sitting on my... and you know what I did, Riggs? I even did what you told me to do.
What?
I went and set the whole thing in the middle of the island in my kitchen. So the one place we're always in.
Yeah.
So I would have to stare at it.
Every day.
And I stared right past it every day. Just
every
sat there.
Day, dude.
Every day. And then yesterday I was sitting there in the kitchen staring at it, making, chicken nuggets and french fries for my children.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I could do this while they're cooking. Nah, I gotta go get the drill. Oh, too much work.
Dude. What are you putting off doing at your house, maybe, is the topic. Is
there
something that somebody else is putting off? What?
I just wanted you to know that I have a bottom freezer. My fridge is like, it's a stainless steel. On the top is the fridge.
The
you
twin
open
doors.
Two doors, and the bottom is a freezer.
Yeah.
So there's a handle to pull the freezer on the bottom.
Yeah.
That handle, by the way, has been broken for almost 2 years now. It has not been fixed. People come in, they open the freezer on the side, like that's how it opens. They don't even know there's a handle. I'm like, oh, there was a handle on there at one point that you don't know about.
You also have a patio door with a handle that's been broken for a couple years, too.
But that's getting fixed.
I know.
Because my friends from Window World came by the other day, and I said, I need a new patio door, my friends. And so finally, somebody else is going to fix that problem.
I was going to say, that's because someone else is doing it, not you.
Window World's fixing that problem. The other stuff's on me, man. Why can't I find the damn motivation, Riggs?
I tried. I even tried forcing your hand, and it didn't work.
Why do I not want to do it? It's so so simple and stupid.
I would have thought you would at least do it for the gram to be like, look, I did it. Well, are you happy?
I thought about doing it just to prove everyone wrong. And then I got that smart ass part of me in where I go, well, I'm going to do it just because they told, I'm not going to do it because they told me to.
God, all right. So
and then I went, well, that's stupid.
So
and
everybody unfollow Allie and don't talk to her anymore. We'll go completely in the opposite direction.
Such a dick. You know what? Now I'm getting no messages. Everyone's ashamed to know me because I'm such a loser. I can't even put a rack up after
shame,
2 days.
Shame, publicly shame.
Shame.
What are you putting off at your house? Is there something that you haven't done in a long ass time that people still, you know you need to do it, but you just haven't done it? You can always call or text us. 414-799-1037.
Make me feel better.
Please. And we'll harass you until you do it.
103.7 KISS FM. So what's the chore that you're putting off doing at your house? It's sitting in front of your face all weekend.
Yeah.
You've got hundreds of listeners harassing you in your DMs to do it. But you didn't do it anyways.
I didn't do it. I was too busy responding to the DMs, Riggs. I'm blaming you now. See, that's my new excuse.
Deflect much?
Natalie's in Brookfield, though. She has something to tell us about procrastination.
Oh, I love procrastinating, Natalie. Good morning.
I'm the queen of it.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're pretty good, but I would give you a run for your money on procrastinating things. Natalie, what are you putting off?
I'm actually here to shame my husband.
Oh, well, go right ahead.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I would like to. he has a habit. Oh my God, Allie. Oh my God.
What? Tell me, girl. Get to the juice. What?
Oh my God. He half paints every room in the house.
Oh God. Wait.
And then
oh God.
It's like he gets sick of the color and moves on.
Okay. This is so embarrassing. Oh,
just leaves it half painted? Does he leave the stuff out, like the paint and the tape and everything up too?
Nope. He'll put it all away and move on.
Natalie, I have a confession. If you turn the corner to the kitchen in my house, there's a half-painted wall because bear with me.
Why?
Because I painted the whole hallway. And then I turned the wall into the kitchen and went, oh, wait, I got to do a whole other room if I start this wall. I'm not doing this whole room right now. And so literally you see like a little bit of lavender paint coming down the side and the rest is cream because I stopped it. Or when I turned the corner, I stopped. I should have stopped sooner, you know?
Okay, there you go. Allie, you were forgiven.
Thank you. Your husband is not.
No,
he's not.
How many rooms are like that right now?
Right now, four.
Four half-painted rooms.
And that's just because I've been on a spree and I've finished three this week.
I was going to say, let's have a painting party. We'll get drunk. We'll paint. We'll shame your husband all day. It'll be great.
Ooh, I love all this.
Oh, my God. Come on out to Brookfield.
There you go.
I'm not far from you.
All right. So painting is the thing that you guys procrastinate at your house. Or your husband does, rather.
Yeah, not her. Yeah.
I know, but you just harass him about
She's following him behind, picking up. This is like when the guys try to clean and we're cringing or my kids try to load the dishwasher and I have to go back and do it all over again.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're like, move, I'll do it myself.
Like,
move,
get out of the way.
Move, I got this, move.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, girl.
Thanks, Natalie.
Have a good one.
Have a great morning, guys.
You too.
You too.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Do you feel a little bit better about not putting in your towel rack?
No, I'm still a loser for it, but I got other things to worry about, sorry.
Riggs and Allie, weekday mornings and always on demand with the Radio.com app.